Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, February 20th, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and I'm so glad that Brooksine is right here beside me today. I was told she was missed in yesterday's podcast, and that's encouraging to both of us. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and our goal each day is to encourage you with a brief perspective from God's Word. Today's message is titled, God's Patience. The scripture text is from 2 Peter 3, verses 8 and 9.
But do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance.
I am often blessed as I pass local churches with a sign that not only identifies the name of the church, or perhaps the service times or the pastor's name, but also presents a brief message of truth. In New England, shortly after I accepted the pastorate in Taunton, Massachusetts, we purchased a new sign that had a changeable message, and for many years, a dedicated senior couple, Bill and Vita, changed it weekly. And I must comment now, including in very inclement weather. Since we were located on the very busy highway entering into the city of Taunton, we received quite a number of comments from passers-by throughout the years. Here's a great message for a church sign I saw here in Lancaster County. Quote, "Don't mistake God's patience for his permission." End quote. Can you just picture this truth on a sign scrolled across the sky or uttered by a booming heavenly voice?
I'm going to repeat that quote because I realize that sometimes we don't take it in the first time. Stephen had read in the church sign, "Don't mistake God's patience for his permission." Yet so many want God's permission, approval, and even his blessing for a sinful, rebellious lifestyle that the Holy Scriptures clearly prohibit. These include sins like greed, sexual immorality, dishonesty, and other offenses, perhaps summed up in this phrase from the Apostle John, "The cravings of sinful man, the lust of his eyes, and the boasting of what he has and does."
Those are sure sins we see to this day, aren't they? Let us consider today one phrase from the daily scripture portion. It probably is not a phrase you paid much attention to before, but it states, "He is patient with you." The word patient is translated long-suffering in the King James Version. The word needs little explanation since it means exactly what it sounds like when we rotate the compound word, suffering long. He indeed suffers long in regard to his dealings with the human race, and we consider his patience toward us as he deals with us individually. I recall once listening to a song about God's grace with a friend as we drove along. His words stayed with me when he commented, "Even though we are recipients of God's unending grace, we can have such difficulty applying that same grace to others."
Let's consider another sense of God's patience today when we again look at the phrase, "He is patient toward you." The distinctive Greek word used for "you" is in the plural, and I believe this is a sense in the daily text. In previous times of judgment, there have been long periods when God's patience might have been mistaken for his permission. How many years did Sodom slide into decadence before judgment day finally came? What about the long coast towards sin that Israel drifted into before judgment was pronounced on them?
Today, I am confident that God is not winking at the rebellion in our lives or in the world around us. He is not placing his blessing on that which defiles his holy word. And he is suffering long so that those who have turned their backs away from holy living might come to repentance. I know that many of our faithful readers are diligently praying for loved ones to turn away from a life of sin and come to faith in Christ. Keep praying for that wayward child or parent, unsaved spouse, other family members, and those dear people God has laid upon your heart.
As we pray for others to come to righteousness, let us also examine our own hearts. The Lord God is patient with us, but we bring a lot of chaos, inner turmoil, and judgment upon ourselves when we delay repentance.
As we seek to follow Christ, the grace of God teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age, while we wait for the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's a powerful verse from Titus 2, 12 and 13.
Let's pray together. Father, I can't determine the exact day you will judge the earth, but the Bible judges the thoughts and attitudes of my heart each time I read it or meditate upon its truths. Help me to apply your promises and commands to my life, so that when the day of the Lord comes like a thief, I will be prepared. The heavens and earth will disappear with a roar, and everything in it will be laid bare. I look forward to a new heaven and new earth, which will be the home of righteousness instead of sinfulness. Help me to be found spotless, blameless, and at peace with you. Your patience, Lord, means salvation for the many who will soon come to repentance. I want to be diligently praying for their souls, be bold in my witness and exemplary in my Christian walk as I await the day of your appearing. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, thanks for joining us today. It is a joy to serve the Lord, and we enjoy preparing these messages together and then sharing them over a podcast. Although we've had a lot of overcomings this morning, we purchased a new computer Monday night. Throughout the day yesterday, I set it up, but I still have some real glitches I got to work through, which I'm accustomed to doing, it seems like, whenever you set up a new system. And that set us back today. Our ministry, again, is called Daily Encouragement Net. We are on the web at www.dailyencouragement.net. And we welcome you to visit our site. We typically use pictures and supplemental music. Today, we have more than the usual amount of pictures up because we went to a sweetheart banquet last night with fellow ministers and, as it turns out, some board members from local churches. And we saw some friends that were in a church we had pastored on an interim basis in late 2006 and the first part of last year. We have a picture up today of two of them. Joe and Jesse Carroll are just two very dear people, and they're soon going to be married 60 years. And Joe has a tremendous testimony as a Navy man in World War II. In fact, I've written about it, and there's a link to that. We have a photo of both of them up, and it was just so nice to visit with them yesterday. And Joe is a regular listener to this podcast, and he said he's going to have Jesse listen to this one. So we love you two, and we don't normally make these personal kind of comments, but we think our regular listeners will understand. They are just a very special couple, one of the many, many wonderful people that we've encountered in life that have been a blessing. Again, our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message for Wednesday, February 20th, 2008. Continue to stay faithful to the Lord and thank God for His patience, but never take that patience for granted.